Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I spoke with artist and producer Serena Soul Brown about her organization, Soul Unlimited Jazz and Arts, and her summer series in particular, which last year was at Clifton and this summer is at Morris Estates Cultural and Recreation Center.
Yes, we were so fortunate to be asked or requested to come to a new location in the Philadelphia area. It's in the West Oak Lane area, and it's called Morris Estate Cultural Center. This particular center was looking to be revived. We know that communities are going through a difficult time, even financially, and sometimes they just need something to give them hope. Morris Estate is one of those communities that we looked at to bring a concert series that would be free to the public, and that they could really sit back and enjoy a show that speaks about history, because it is another historical landmark. I think it's a perfect opportunity for Soul Unlimited Jazz and Arts to be at that home and to show the community what music can do for you and bring families again to the forefront of the experience. So as we're listening to another singer that's up and coming, we have so many in the Philadelphia area or in the tri-state that will be performing. They will be the new Ellas and the Billie Holidays and Rochelle Pharrells and Natalie Coles right there on the stage performing.
You are such a wonderful example of an artist who is also a passionate advocate for the art form. And you're an entrepreneur. Why is it important to you to both be an artist but also be an advocate?
I think it's really a blessing to be able to go beyond what you think you have as a gift and to truly share the gift. I can't do it all myself, for one, but I think if you share your goals and if you really want to live the experience, you want to be amongst other individuals who can appreciate the gifts. So from a child, I was always looking towards the community to say, well, will you listen to me? Will you allow me to sing something here? Will you allow me to play something at your festival? And now I'm just giving back. Someone passed the baton to me. I don't know when it happened, but I just felt compelled to always take your gift and share it. Otherwise, what's the use of having a gift? So whenever I think about music and festivals, I just have a direct love for people that are at a place at the same time, really embraced in the universal message. It's just something that you just, I don't know, you really can't explain. It's just a moment in time that's just really pure.
I gather also that you feel it's important to encourage new artists and help new artists.
Absolutely.
And give them a forum, because it enriches the whole art form. The more people that are encouraged and brought into the community, and the better its chances are of continuing into the future.
Yes. Yes, most definitely. I can't believe the volume of phone calls or emails that I receive on any given week. Or let's just take it back to a day, who are so excited to be a part of the process. And I am equally as excited to give them the opportunity to be on stage and to get the audience that they need to help their product or their music grow. With Soul Unlimited Jazz and Arts, it's designed to really give that artist a fair chance. And it is up to the artist to make it happen for themselves, to help grow their fan base, to help them touch maybe the individual that they probably would not have if their song can't get on radio or they don't have the means to really duplicate CDs yet. It gives them the opportunity to reach out and relate to anyone out there, to hear their voice, get their message across, get their brand out there, and also just to be given the opportunity to express themselves even in the moment.
So Soul Unlimited Jazz and Arts is encouraging artists primarily by hosting this summer jazz festival.
Yes.
But during the year, what are you doing?
What we do is we have a new website, soulunlimitedjazz.com, all lowercase. They can actually load their information, their pictures, the bios, and even their music, and it's just getting started. But this gives them a platform, an additional platform throughout the year for other maybe promoters to come and look at the site and say, wow, you know, and to see the work. Because a lot of artists that I have had a chance to talk to, Susan, I was amazed at the work that has already been done. They just needed someone to come in and give them another step up.
How do you decide who can do that?
It's really not, it's a difficult process, or I say it can be a difficult process, but I look for the heart in the person. I look for the passion in the individual. I look at the work itself, but I also hear the call or the cry in the individual when they come to me. Like, I've been out here, maybe some of the individuals or musicians in particular have been a part of some phenomenal national recording traveling artists all around the world, but they've never gotten a chance to get their work out. So what I say to them is, this is your opportunity for you to truly shine and show the world what you have to offer. And it's okay to be on the big stage with any other artists in the world, because that definitely gives you a great reference. But when you have to do it yourself, and it's you standing in the front of that stage, you know then at that moment if this is for you or not, or how much further you would like to go in it. But you have to have the other tools to help you get there. So it's part of educating some of the artists as well, to get bios and their whole press packets completed, along with, you know, some type of music to represent. So people can, if they say to you, well, do you have something that I can purchase? Ah, now you've gotten someone like hooked on your sound. So to not have that opportunity to just go sing and not have a product to offer to the community, it's not a total waste, but you can really take advantage of getting your music out there far beyond the other mediums that we know of. If it's just radio or TV or what have you, and you don't have all the resources to make that happen, here you have people right here at the tip of your fingertips.
You're encouraging them to be business entrepreneurs as
yes.
well, and market themselves, and giving
yes.
them the advice and tools. I guess not anybody can walk off the street and do this, but once you've been convinced
right.
of their talent, you help them acquire the business tools to,
absolutely,
which are critical today for any working artist, really.
Yes, it really is. Because if you've known already, if you've gone around and you're gigging and you're not really making, I guess, what you thought you could make out of a gig, well, you can take that gig into a business opportunity and have product. And just through product research, you know, anyone that, I guess, is about their business, you should have something available. But even for the individual who hasn't gotten to that point, I would not turn them away. I would strictly ask them, like, basically, what is it that you're trying to get out of the festival? What can we do to help you get there?
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.